Luke chapter 18, verses 24 to 43, from the New Living Translation. When Jesus saw this, he said, "How hard it is for the rich to enter the kingdom of God. In fact, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God." Those who heard this said, "Then who in the world can be saved?" He replied, "What is impossible for people is possible with God." Peter said, "We've left our homes to follow you." "Yes," Jesus replied, "and I assure you that everyone who has given up house or wife or brothers or parents or children for the sake of the kingdom of God will be repaid many times over in this life and will have eternal life in the world to come." Jesus again predicts his death. Taking the 12 disciples aside, Jesus said, "Listen, we're going up to Jerusalem where all the predictions of the prophets concerning the Son of Man will come true. He will be handed over to the Romans. He will be mocked, treated shamefully, and spit upon. They will flog him with a whip and kill him. But on the third day he will rise again." But they didn't understand any of this. The significance of his words was hidden from them, and they failed to grasp what he was talking about. Jesus heals a blind beggar. As Jesus approached Jericho, a blind beggar was sitting beside the road. When he heard the noise of a crowd going past, he asked what was happening. They told him that Jesus the Nazarene was going by. So he began shouting, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." "Be quiet," the people in front yelled at him. But he only shouted louder, "Son of David, have mercy on me." When Jesus heard him, he stopped and ordered the man to be brought to him. As the man came near, Jesus asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" "Lord," he said, "I want to see." And Jesus said, "All right, receive your sight. Your faith has healed you." Instantly the man could see, and he followed Jesus, praising God. And all who saw it praised God too.
Luke 18 verse 27 is for me one of the most impactful scriptures in the New Testament. It reads, "What is impossible for people is possible for God." The moral of the story is that we ought not to limit God or to limit what he's able to do in people's lives based on our own understanding and our own levels of hope. Whatever you give up for his sake will be rewarded many times over. And letting go of anything to take a better hold of God is a long-term investment. Be patient. Your reward is on the way. In verse 34, we see that sometimes Jesus tells us things we don't understand at the time. I want to encourage you to write them down, because often his words only make sense after they've happened. The words are a comforting reminder that he knew this was going to happen before it happened, and therefore he is aware and he wants you to know that he knows. In verse 42, Jesus heals a man who cries out for mercy. Jesus came for the guilty, and only guilty people need mercy. Do you need mercy because you recognize you have sinned? Cry out to Jesus, who came for sinners, and receive your forgiveness and your healing by faith in the one who desires to pardon you.